managers. Many were jailed while others went bankrupt or took their own lives after being accused of stealing money following the rollout of faulty accounting software. US Airlines grounded its fleet of Boeing 737-9 MAX planes after a mid-air window blowout left a gaping hole in the side of an aircraft. The Alaska Airlines flight had just left Portland in Oregon. Elizabeth Lee was on the plane. She says a mother and her son were sat closest to the window.
The mom had to grab onto her son and drag him back onto the plane, which I can't even imagine how that felt. And the son's shirt was, like, completely blown off.
No one is reported to have been hurt. More than 200 flood warnings remain in place across England and Wales as river levels remain steady. Health officials have issued alerts for cold weather for the next 5 days in England as temperatures are expected to drop. A 16-year-old has been charged with murder of another teenager who was stabbed to death in North London on New Year's Eve. Harry Pittman was attacked in Primrose Hill. Leaked papers appear to reveal Rishi Sunak's doubts about the Rwanda refugee plan. They suggest the then-Chancellor didn't think to sending migrants to Africa would stop boat crossings and wanted to scale it back. In sport, the first derby between Sunderland and Newcastle since 2016 gets underway this hour in the third round of the FA Cup. Sunderland boss Michael Beall says it's a special occasion.
It's a fixture that captivates everybody in the North East, but more than that, I think everyone in the country, it's a huge fixture. We love our derbies. We only have one in the last 7 years. So it's great to have it. We need to be at our very best.
6,000 Newcastle fans were taken to the Stadium of Light by bus to minimise safety concerns. It's one of 19 ties taking place today in the competition. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
This is the right time to believe in love.
Good afternoon, how are we? Saturday afternoon, welcome to Phoenix 98 FM and the weekend wind up. Good to have your company.
Tonight, it's forevermore. It's right. this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So
some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, my lovelies. How are we? Hope you're well. Now, advance warning, today's show is sponsored by lots of cold and flu relief. Been a little bit under the weather today, but I'm sure your company is going to lift my spirits. Happy New Year to you. Let's get it out of the way, done now. It's one of the worst parts after Christmas, isn't it, having to go around to everyone. Do you have a nice Christmas? Happy New Year. Yep, yep, blah, blah. How are you anyway? I hope you're well. I hope you're having a great Saturday in your January. It's kicked off to a great start. It's a lovely little show for you today. Lots of great music, as usual. Danny's Choice. Cover from another Take 5. The Phoenix Film and DVD review. Oh, you lucky people. Got everything for you. Everything you could possibly need on local radio. Hang with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. So pop the kettle on, get some snacks. And I'll try and keep you entertained. But of course, you can message me. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Send me an email. Find me on social media, The Weekend Wind Up. On Instagram, Facebook, etc. Got some new tracks today as well, which I'll be playing for you. Really looking forward to sharing those with you. But before I do, we're going to kick off the next track. It's a very special lady's birthday today. Also, a big shout out to a very lovely friend, Hayley Saywood. Hayley Sadler. Sorry, Adam. It's her birthday today, and this is for her. Lying.
think he got what it takes? I heard the rumor. How about you love him while he's fake? Chickity chick yourself. Do you think I'm gonna suffer that? But do you think I am? What's the kind of pussy cat? Chit chat to the girls and the boys you call your friends. Tell them that you've never been to the place where loving ends. You never graduated from the school of love, you see. So come on, boy. Why don't you tell me?
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the road from me on the day. I'll say that again. The first travel update of the day from me today, and the roads are looking okay, actually, on the B186 around the Brentwood Station area as you head towards the lane to the Thatcher's Arms pub. There's a broken down vehicle which was causing some delays. It took a while to clear it this morning. It's now clear, but traffic is still quite slow moving around there, so avoid the area for the next sort of half an hour if possible. On the A123 as it comes through from Brook Street, and about that's quite busy at the moment as well, just weekend traffic. On the A12 as you leave at junction 29 onto the onto the A127 south inbound, there was a minor accident on the slip road from the M25 south inbound, now cleared, but traffic was being held there for a while, so it might be worthwhile avoiding for half an hour as well. Apart from that, all other main roads and side roads not looking too bad, actually. It's pretty clear today. On public transport, services are fine. No timetable alterations on C2C or Greater Anglia Network, and they are showing as operating fine at the moment. There are current delays on the Circle, District and Jubilee line. Apart from that, all looking pretty good. This is for Dave listening in. This is how we hands in deep in the dishwasher at the moment. I feel his pain. He's got a leftover screw. I'm leaving that one right there. You got this, Chissy.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. Say I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack with the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. Upon a time in 94, Montel make no money and life show was slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. The little DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does. I'm whacked on an old school track. I'm kind of buzzed, so because
this is how we do it.
So Central does it like nobody does. Nobody does.
It.
Oh, it's party time.
This is how we do it.
Straight up coming from the west side.
This is how we do it.
Such a tune, isn't it? Love this. Good to hear it again. It's much better. Obviously sampling Lenny. What's the matter with me? I can't even talk. Sampling Lenny Kravitz as well. Now, today's Danny's Choice. I'm going to put it in for you now because it's a great one. So he has kicked off the new year in style, this man. Wasn't expecting this track today. I don't know what I was expecting, but not this, but it's a great choice. So Dan, my man, thank you very much, sir. And this is Danny's Choice for today. It's a great track by a great band we don't play a lot of, and we should do play more. This is all for you 90s boys out there, boys and girls. This is Feeder.
Gotta get my feet
that's taken a bit of a turn. So, Dan, your choice today has gone down a storm. Adam messaged in saying, what a tune. So did Dave. And Adam's also messaged in to say that he thinks his neighbour was in the video for that. Yeah? I'm going to have to check it out. I don't know, but gone down a storm thanks to that, Dan. It's, yeah, so you never know, dear. That's what I said. People love it. That's what they like to hear. So, brilliant choice, my friend. Okay.
House had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
So a brand new year and a brand new Phoenix film and DVD review. Let's welcome Mr. Mark Searby to the studio. Hello, sir.
Hi, Spencer. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. I'm very good, thanks. I'm very good. Yes.
Good. So
No rest for the wicked. We start off a new year with some new stuff to review.
Well, we do. Absolutely. This is the thing. Will anything... This is a question for you, actually, Spencer. Will anything top your favourite movie from last year, Cocaine Bear?
Well, I was... I've revisited your podcast twice over the Christmas holidays, and I was really laughing. I was laughing because a couple of people that I know that listened in, and they were like, "Is that really your favourite film?" And I'm like, "Do you know what? I think it was." And it's like, the world would be a really dull place if we were all the same, wouldn't it?
It really would.
And I'm standing by my decision. I really liked it.
Well, we wait to see what comes this year, but you listen, you might have something that surpasses Cocaine Bear. You know, this is the thing, we don't know what we've got round the corner. We know we've got big movies coming, of course, you know, blockbusters in the summer, and then, you know, we get to award stuff towards the end of the year, but we're also in awards territory now. We're in awards territory now, all the way through till end of February, something like mm-hmm. that. So we're going to be talking about a lot of movies over the next few weeks that are hoping to get nominations, are hoping to get awards as well. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of those. The first one, which is in cinemas now, and I think that there's kind of like a low-key buzz as to whether this is going to get any nominations. This is a movie all about teenager Priscilla, who, when she meets Elvis, who is already this massive rock and roll superstar, she moves in with him. But he becomes someone else entirely unexpected in these private moments, and Priscilla is really unsure of what she has got herself into. It is based on the memoirs of Priscilla Presley.
I was going to ask if it's kind of based on anything factual. Or...
It is, yeah. It's based on her book. And I know that she worked very closely with director Sofia Coppola before she sadly passed away. That's Priscilla, that is, not Sofia Coppola. So there is a lot of truth here. Now, before I tell you about the actual movie, did you see that Elvis movie that came out a couple of years ago?
The one with Austin Butler?
That's the one, yeah.
I did, and absolutely loved it.
Okay, right, so... That was like a fever dream biopic. It was completely all over the place, and it was in your face, and it was this and that and whatever else. I really enjoyed it, much like you as well, Spencer. This movie, which is a biopic as well, is the complete opposite of that. It's light. It's almost it's almost like an ethereal dream sequence. It's a movie that benefits from it being shot in a sort of hazy way, kind of like almost the cinematography is being relaxed, like somebody's put Vaseline on the lens of the camera.
Like sepia tones.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that about it. What we see in this movie very early on is when Priscilla and Elvis first start dating. It's kind of got this air of relaxation to them. They're just getting to know each other. They're trying to figure each other out. And they've all got to do it under the watchful eye of Priscilla's military parents. There's some funny moments in that. There is some really funny moments in those early stages. Elvis has got to be really cautious because of the parents, Priscilla's parents. And it is a delightful opening third of the film. And one that I kind of just sort of sunk into it. I sat there watching it and kind of reclining into my seat and just watching two young lovers come together. It was very nice. Then it kicks off and Priscilla disobeys her parents and moves in with Elvis at Graceland. This is where we start to see a different side to both of these people. This is where Priscilla's got to grow up. She's no longer got the fallback of her parents because she's disobeyed them. Now it's her and Elvis, and this is where it causes great problems. And the film does a really interesting thing in the way that it paints Elvis as this loving guy one minute, and then this absolute psycho the next, and then how Priscilla has to deal with it. So the film, after that opening romantic start, changes into a movie about abuse, physically and mentally, and it's a tough watch. However, the way that it's shot, because it's got that soft style to the cinematography, it changes the sort of attitude to it a little bit. It's when those moments of anger from Elvis do come, it feels violent, it feels hurtful, but then you've got this sort of relaxing nature for the rest of the film. It's kind of strange how Sofia Coppola has done this, but it's done it very, very well. And it does show the highs and lows of the relationship. That's what obviously this film is about. It's a film about fame and how one minute you're obsessed by it and the next minute you're repulsed by it. And I think it does a very good job of showing what the other half, the other person in a very public relationship has to go through. You know, it shows them shying away. It shows the negatives that come with being in love with somebody who is in the public eye, who is so high profile around the world, like Elvis was, like a heartthrob, like that. And we see in this film, Priscilla, she's got dreams, she's got ambitions, but those are squashed by Elvis, and he ensures that she basically wants for nothing physically, but he's stopping her trying to find her own way in the world. And you can see how desperately sad this makes Priscilla. And it comes to the point where she doesn't want to be Mrs. Presley anymore.
Well, if you take the Elvis film that you mentioned, and I appreciate that some of it was factual, and I appreciate some of it was kind of maybe exaggerated for film, but if you even consider the amount of pressure they were under as a couple, but as individuals, because they were like the golden couple, but then she also experienced a lot of hate from Elvis fans because, you know, their heartthrob was being married off. So it was kind of, you just can't even begin to imagine the kind of pressure that's like.
That's what you see here, Spencer. You see all of that pressure. But because, and I keep going back to the way that this movie's filmed, is that it feels completely different. I don't want to use the word whimsical because that's not really the word that I'm kind of looking for. You know, this movie's got so much more going for it. It's got so much more bubbling under the surface when it's talking about abusive and volatile relationships. It's got things to say about Priscilla and how she had to endure all of these while also staying strong for her kids as well. So it's got this different vibe to it. And I was really taken aback as to how well this film plays out and shows the toughness that Priscilla goes through in order to protect herself and her kids. And I want to mention as well about Priscilla, because obviously, you know, it's called Priscilla and it's all about how good a job the person who plays Priscilla can do. And I think Kaylee, hold on, bear with me one second. Let me just move my notes so I can see. Kaylee Spani, who plays Priscilla, does a really good job here. I mean, just fantastic. She's in nearly every single shot in this movie. And that's a tough ask for anybody. But she never loses an edge. She never loses an attitude in the performance, whether it's a nice attitude, whether it's a loving attitude, whether it's a nasty attitude, whether it's one of steeliness or whatever else. It's just one of those devastatingly good performances that we see from time to time, and you hope that will be picked up by awards nominations, by awards nominees, and all that goes with it. So this is the type of movie that I think is probably going to haunt people. I don't mean in sort of, you know, type ghosty type way or anything else like that. I mean, one that just sort of sits
in your mind. Yeah.
You sort of play it every so often. You know, it's almost like it's a fantasy movie. We're almost dealing with fantasies here, but it's a movie about abusive relationships and the complexities of love as well. And that's hard to make. That's a really hard thing to make here. But I think director Sofia Coppola has done an amazing job. I think this is outstanding stuff from everybody involved.
Oh, yeah, I did wonder, when you see this, you think, you know, because there's been so many, I hate to call them this, but like the B-movies around Elvis, haven't they? If you look at kind of like the quote, the Channel 5 Saturday afternoon films, which there's a market for, and I'm not knocking them, but kind of this story's been told time and time and time again.
Yeah.
And quite often they just rely on the standard cliches and things like that. And it's nice to hear that it's been done in a kind of fresher way, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really has. It really has. I think this is going to, it's going to attract a lot of people to watch it. You know, if you're an Elvis fan, obviously you're going to see it. But I think people who are interested in that side of the story as to what it's like living with somebody famous and having your life built up and then pulled apart so tragically. This is a movie as well. So it's not, it is a tearjerker to a certain degree, but also at the same time, it's got a sort of, it's got a sort of attitude to it that I like, you know, a sort of steely determination from Priscilla. So I came away really, really liking this movie.
Fantastic. One, very much. I was really keen on going to see this anyway, so I'm really pleased that you like it, because it, you know, because I would have to have been really persuaded not to have watched this. So, yeah. Brilliant. Next cab off the rank, please.
So streaming on Netflix now is a movie called Society of the Snow. And this is about a flight that that has a rugby team on it that crashes into a glacier in the Andes. The few passengers who survive the crash find themselves in one of the world's toughest environments to survive. Okay, so look, let's put a trigger warning out now, Spencer. If you don't like flying, and or if you don't like the cold...
Which I don't.
You're not going to like this movie at all. I mean, if you do not like the cold, I'm talking about the freezing cold, you're not going to like this movie, because that's what this film gives off. The opening sequence of the plane crash, it's the first 10 minutes. It only lasts a couple of minutes in that 10 minutes. It is utterly terrifying. Utterly terrifying. It's shown in horrific detail. So we get the true sense of what those on board went through. It's really scary. But that's just the start of the film. That's the first 10 minutes.
Is it as graphic as the sequence they showed in Alive?
I would go more graphic than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. And I'm a big fan of Alive. I think that's a very good movie. Yes. This one goes deeper into it. You've got two... After this plane crash, obviously, you've then got nearly 2 hours... of this small group trying to survive in this barren, snow-covered landscape. And that is just as horrific as well. And yet it's also compelling, because you want to see how they survive as a group and also as individuals. It's kind of an exercise in humans against, you know, the nature. That's what it is. It's an exercise in how different people's brains react differently in the same situations. It's so much more than just fight or flight. As well, that's the thing. You've got so much going on here. One of the two, there's a bit in this movie where there's a couple of the team decide to trek out from the wreckage and see if they can see anything beyond the mountain range, because they crash land in the middle of a mountain range, so they're kind of sunken down into it. When they get to the top, they suddenly realize that they can't see the wreckage anymore because it's so small and it's blended into the snow. And I just sat there and just thought, I just would probably just sit there and just cry and weep and just wait for death to come to me. It's just...
You would, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would.
It's just harrowing. It's heartbreaking to watch as well. And then the heartbreak keeps coming and coming and coming. It's really tough, this movie, to watch. And, you know, you go through most of the things that these guys go through. That's the thing. So if you're really looking deep at this film, really looking deep at it, I think you could class this as a horror movie. It's a survival horror, certainly. But then it's not surprising that I'm saying to you this could be classed as a horror movie, because director J.A. Bayona has made some outstanding movies that have been either directly or indirectly in the horror genre. I think about The Orphanage, which to me is an amazing horror movie. He knows how to get to the core of what humans fear. And he's put it in this movie. And it's scary. And it's terrifying. So, it just really scared me. The thing is, it's got a great cast as well. It's an ensemble piece. Every single person in this is really, really good. It's difficult to pick out one or two. I think they all bounce off each other very, very well at certain times. And then you see their characters struggling physically and mentally and emotionally as well. And others trying to pick them up, others not trying to pick them up. You're invested in every single person who has survived this crash.
That's so it's very real. It's very real then, in the sense of, you know, you go through all the gamut of emotions, don't you?
Oh, it absolutely feels like that. It absolutely feels like it is a proper survival movie, like a documentary. almost. That's the thing. And you're in the thick of it. You're right there with them. And, you know, when they open a case and they realise they've got no more food, your heart sinks, your heart breaks for it. And you just think, how are we going to do this? So Society of the Snow, I think, is scary and tense in equal measure. It is a really, really well-crafted thriller. But as I said at the start, if you don't like the freezing cold and or you don't like flying, maybe stay away from this one because this has got some triggers in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those films I think it would really kind of affect me, but I think I'd be really interested in watching.
Well, but this is the thing. Yeah, exactly. I don't like flying either. I detest flying. I hate it. So when this plane crash happened, it just, as I said, it triggers things in you personally anyway. But at the same time, I couldn't look away. And I'm pleased I continue to watch it because, well, one, it's my job. But two, it's really well put together, this movie. It is so well put together.
Yeah, and it's kind of, yeah, no, I'm definitely going to want to watch this. I know I am. I know I
am. You're going to need the heating up all the way, though, Spencer, just to keep yourself warm. I know that.
Yeah, it sounds really powerful, I have to say.
Yeah.
I have to say. No, that's, yeah, that's going on the list. That's definitely going on the list. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks very much for this week. It's gone flown by. What a great start to the new year. What have we got lined up for next week?
So next week, we're going to be talking about a movie that, well, I'm going to keep saying this, Spencer, that is talking, getting quite a lot of awards nominations and will be talked up very bigly. Poor Things, starring Emma Stone and Mark Ruffalo.
So we'll they were on a chat show over the festive period talking about this, but I hadn't heard of it, so that sounds quite interesting.
So we will review that, and then on DVD and Blu-ray next week, and we will review this, is Exorcist, The Believer, which is a follow-on from the original Exorcist movie, but ignores all of the sequels.
Yeah, because they were a bit rubbish. Let's be honest.
Do you see how I didn't say anything there at all?
Well, you're a professional film critic. You can't. I can. And yeah. They were a bit rubbish.
Well, we will talk about this new Exorcist movie next week. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we will review a movie called The Boys in the Boat, which is a new movie directed by George Clooney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, look, I think George Clooney is, he's a great actor, but I think he doesn't get enough respect as a director.
No, not at all. And I just think he's a very clever, charismatic man.
Charismatic, yes.
He gets the joke. Do you know what I mean? He gets it.
You're absolutely right, Spencer. He gets the joke. He gets what the industry's like. And yet at the same time, he manages to make movies that are either fun, thinking about the Ocean's movies, or are actually quite insightful. And I like that about it. I like the fact that it's kind of one for them and one for me. He's got it down.
Yeah, yes, absolutely love him, love him. So, thank you so much. Flown by, as I said, thank you. And I will, listen, you have a good weekend, and I will see you next week.
Will do, you too.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.